880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. We've got a smoking hot show for you today. We're going to talk about what's hot in the auto industry. We're going to have Larry Zinn calling in. We're going to have Dr. Jose Sapoznik, who's going to talk to us about turning discoveries into therapy, the new National Institute of Health grant that was given to UHealth. We're going to talk about what that's going to do for our community and why our community is so uniquely positioned to be a great testing ground for some of these new drugs that are coming out. We're also going to talk about the organic food debate. Dr. Victor Franks is going to tell us what the truth is. And today, Rob Denton is in a big closing, so we're going to have to go a different direction with Rob. What we're going to do with Rob is we're going to roll him back to next week, and we're going to talk instead about what's going on in the economy today. And, you know, the big news today in the economy is that the Fed is going to do their quantitative easing again. So the stock market went rocketing up. It was absolutely amazing to see it go just straight through the roof again. And the fact that the Fed is continuing to roll out the quantitative easing, it's interesting. It's tough for them to act when it's a political climate like it is right now. But they drove stocks way above their 2000 up to their 2007 levels on that Fed plan. Other big stories in the news today include the fact that the iPhone 5 is set to become the best-selling gadget in history. I don't doubt that at all, because I've got my Android phone here from Sprint, and I'm going back to take it back for the third time. It'll be my fifth trip back to the Sprint store, so I can only tell you that while the guys at the Sprint store have been lovely to deal with, the machinery and technology has just been absolutely garbage, and I think I'm just going to bite the bullet and buy an iPhone and perhaps go off of the Sprint network, which does not support iPhone very well. So that's some of the stuff that's heading on the economy. We've been seeing that it's going to have some significant impact on the elections. The fact is that the economy is what the election is going to be about. You hear people talking about international politics, what's going on in Europe, all this other blah, blah, blah stuff. It doesn't matter what's going on in the economy. It's going to be what drives the election. And let's talk about that for a minute, because you see the stated unemployment rate of about 8.1%. That's BS. It doesn't take into account the fact that there are people that are not looking for jobs, people that are partially employed that should be fully employed, people that have dropped out of the job market, people that have retired early, all those people. When you add all that back in, the unemployment rate's more like 20%. So the economy's not healthy. I was sitting next to some friends of mine that run a placement agency last night. They said that the business has been going great for them. They can't have that. That people keep coming in with needing new jobs, new jobs, new jobs. And I can tell you that my inbox and my email continues to be filled with people that are looking for new jobs because they heard that I know how to help people find jobs. Well, I do, but if there's no jobs to help them find, it's very difficult to help them get placed. So as there are new people being minted by our universities and our vocational schools and our high schools and are coming out of the military, and let's face it, the people that are coming out of the military, the American heroes, they deserve a first shot at our job every time. You know, we need to get jobs going again, growth going again. How do we do that? We need to help small businesses along. I believe that helping small business is what it is all about. Small business brings our economy back, and that's why we need more small business encouragement. Now, the quantitative easing will be good. It'll keep interest rates down, but I mean, my goodness, how much farther down can interest rates go? We need programs that help small businesses start, small businesses succeed. Most small businessmen are taxed at the, you know, they're one of these millionaires that the government wants to go after. They're not millionaires. They're making more than $250,000. Think about it. If a business, a small businessman's making more than $250,000 and he's working 18 hours a day to do it, does that guy really deserve to pay more taxes than somebody else? I don't know about that. I don't think so. So I think that we really need to take a look at the fairness of our tax structure. We need to make sure that we are fair for everybody. We need to make sure that there's job creation momentum. We need to make sure that the economy gets back rolling. We need to take our eye off the ball overseas and bring it back here at home and get the economy started again. I'm thrilled that the longest war in American history is ending. I'm thrilled that we're out of Iraq. I'd like to see a non-nuclear Iran, and that'll be a topic maybe for another day, but I mean the government needs to focus on that too, because that's instability worldwide. And if they go after the United States or become nuclear and threaten the Straits of Hormuz, watch $5.50 gas come your way, $6 gas, whatever. So the government really needs to focus on what's good for small businessmen, what's good for America. Let's get America back rolling. Let's get America great again. America is great. We want to get it back to where it was. We're going to be right back after this short break with our first segment. Juan, take us to the break. Hi, this is Jim Freed. Warren Henry leases a lot of Land Rovers, Range Rovers, Jaguars, Infinities, and Volvos to the South Florida market. Of course they do. They're one of the region's premier luxury dealers, and because Warren Henry has so many loyal customers, you better believe that they get a lot of off-lease trade-ins and trade-ups. In fact, I've done it a number of times with them. If you're looking for a great value, that stuff's huge. See, Warren Henry not only Motor Trend certifies every pre-owned vehicle they sell, so you know that they're going to stand behind those cars, but they also offer something extra. The next time you're there, look for the bright orange Legacy labels. These are cars that have always been part of the Warren Henry family. That means that they were originally leased from Warren Henry and have been meticulously maintained by their service department. And since all Warren Henry vehicles, new and pre-owned, come with the Warren Henry Advantage, I got to tell you, this is about as close to new as a pre-owned car gets. That's Warren Henry. Get used to getting more from your friends at Warren Henry. Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Hi, this is Jim Freed. Make sure to join me and get to Sun Life Stadium this Sunday when the Dolphins play the Raiders and get a free limited edition 1972 perfect season throwback hat. I'll be wearing mine. Only at Sun Life Stadium can you throw on your free hat and show the Raiders what home field advantage in Miami looks like. So for a free hat, get your tickets to the Dolphins opener at Dolphins.com or call 1-888-FINS-TICKS. I'll see you at the game.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and as we wait for our doctor to call in, we're going to talk a little bit about what we've got coming up a little bit later in the show. We're going to announce who won our free tickets to the Dolphin game. We gave away some free Dolphin tickets to, we'll do that right now. The winner of the Dolphins tickets is George from Milo, Miami. Now, why Milo, Miami? Because Milo, Miami has been very social with us. Milo Miami not only was social with us, but for every meal you buy for Milo Miami, they're going to donate a free meal into our community. So they're an awesome resource for us. So if you'd like to win free Dolphin tickets just the way George from @Milo Miami did, then make sure you follow at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, and you can join us at the Dolphin game too, because we want people that are social going out for social events with us. And now we've got Dr. Sapoznik on the line. Dr. Sapoznik.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you?
I am doing great, and I read up on what you've got coming to our community, and congratulations to you, Dr. Sapoznik.
Thank you so very much.
Now, I read that the National Institute of Health is giving us this grant to turn discoveries into therapies, but as you read deeper into it, what they're really doing is helping you address the culture, the needs of our culturally diverse community, and taking those things you learn and bringing them out to the rest of the world. That's just terrific.
Thank you. We're very, very excited.
Now, tell me a little bit about what's going on over there with you and how this grant helps you turn the corner in what you've been trying to achieve here with community health.
It takes now, it's incredible, but it takes now about 17 years to take a discovery from the laboratory to the clinic. Those are national statistics.
Well, no wonder people go overseas for these treatments.
Well, they're not available overseas sometimes for a long time. It takes a long time to get them to the clinics. And what the NIH is trying to do is to reorganize the way we do research from top to bottom, so that once a discovery is made in the laboratory, we can move it much more quickly to where it does good to the population, to the people, to the patients. So this is an entire revamping of the way we think about doing research at the University of Miami.
Well, that's just terrific, because I know that the University of Miami is a leading research institution, and especially with the fact that we are in a more diverse place than most other people, and I think a place that's going to reflect the demographics of the United States going forward much more than maybe some other markets are. It seems to me like you're a natural for them to fund for this kind of research.
Well, that's very true. Our community, Miami-Dade County, is 80% what we call minority groups, underserved minority groups, Hispanics, African-Americans, Haitian, Caribbean, other Caribbean immigrants. And so we have a plethora of cultural groups which have very different health needs. In each group, how we come about becoming ill has its own cultural trajectory. And so we have to understand that from a cultural perspective. And also, when a patient comes to a doctor, from our cultural perspective, we respond very differently. Some patients will do exactly what the doctors say. Some patients, it will not make any sense. If you're depressed in some cultures, you think of that as something that happens in your body. If your doctor talks about it happening in your mind, the patient won't respond to it. So you really have to know about the culture in order to benefit the patient.
Well, I really agree with that. And in fact, I see that in my own household. I'm Jewish, from New York, moved down here when I was 8. So I think I'm really a South Floridian. I think I came with that big, at the tail end of that big migration. My wife, she's a Juban. She came from Cuba, and she's as old country as it gets. She didn't even speak English for a while. And so I see the cultural differences, and then the differences in the foods that we eat, and the way that we eat them, and the way that we approach life. You could certainly see that there's completely different sets of triggers, even in my own household.
Absolutely. I'm also a Juban, and so...
Oh, I know a lot of Sapoznik's. Now we got to talk off the air to do a little Jewish geography there.
That's right. So I know a lot about the Hispanic culture and the Jewish culture and the mainstream culture, the American culture. And I think of culture even beyond race and ethnicity. You know, we have each family has its own culture, and you go from one family to another, and we think very different about the world.
Oh, 100%. I can tell you right now is that I have a completely different cultural outlook than, say, the person that's going for their third pass through the buffet line at the cruise ship. And I'm sure that they have a different lifestyle and trigger mechanisms than I would, and different needs and different things that they're going to have culturally that are going to make it important for them. But we're talking about taking the therapies that you're finding in the discoveries and actually bringing them and delivering them as therapeutic impact into Miami. Is there anything that you're using, that you're doing this with right now in our community?
Well, one of the there are many examples here at the University of Miami. One is the stem cell work that's being done, very experimental, very, very cutting edge, with heart failure patients. And essentially, stem cells from the patient are being taken out of the patient, grown, they multiply, and then they're injected back into the dead tissue in the heart. And we're regenerating heart tissue.
Oh, that's great.
So at the end of 6 to 8 weeks after treatment, you have a patient that essentially has normal heart functioning. So this is one of the many examples of the kinds of treatments that we're taking from the laboratory to the bedside, the patient.
Well, let me expand on that just a little, because Josh was on our show a few months ago.
Oh, there you go.
He was on our show, and when he was on, one of the guys that I know, now he's as culturally diverse as a mainstream, what you would think of as a, you know, historically mainstream person. And he called in and told me that he was hiking and biking and flying around him, and he couldn't even take a breath out of the house before he started the treatment. And I had three people call in and ask to get in line for that therapy.
Right. We have a physician scientist who has developed a vaccine for lung cancer. That's actually used. It's an immune approach to treatment of very advanced and cancers that have failed many other treatments.
No. I read about that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I wanted to ask a specific question on this, because I have lots of friends that were smokers that quit and stuff like that. Is this something that might help them? Because they're all freaking out that they're going to get lung cancers. You know.
Well, the best thing is for them to
stop smoking.
stop smoking, have a healthy lifestyle, and go regularly to get checkups with their doctors. Because at this point, the vaccine is only being used in very advanced cases because it's very experimental.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sort of like for when there are no other alternatives. And it will take many years before the vaccine will get approved beyond that. But when I say vaccine, you have to think that in cancer, many of the treatments of the future are going to be immune regulators. So they're going to ways of attacking the cancer cells as if they were an autoimmune reaction. So we call them vaccines, but a lot of them are really going to be treatments.
Wow, it sounds really, really fascinating. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of the different UHealth doctors. Having you on the show is great. I mean, I can't wait to meet you in person and do the, you know, have you meet my wife so you can do that Jubin connection thing there. UHealth is such a great asset. Now, if people want to learn more about this stuff, how do they get more information, or how do they get to you, doctor? Tell me how they do that.
Well, they certainly can call my office at 305-284-8331, and they can call UHealth, and I don't have the number in front of me.
Oh, that's okay. I threw that at you, but I'm sure they can get go to your website, click on the website, and look all this up, because this is a top of the line thing. This was something they put in the Herald. This is something that Donna and Dr. Goldschmidt, and you should be very proud of. Dr. Jose Sapoznik, chairman of epidemiology and public health at the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine. We call him UHealth on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I would like to thank the community that's been so amazingly supportive to all of our work here at the University of Miami.
Well, the community thanks you. It's a bilateral relationship, Dr. Sapoznik, and I look forward to having you on again to talk about some of your discoveries in the future.
Look forward to it.
All right. Have a great day.
You
too. We'll be right back after this short break. Larry Zinn's going to be with us. We're going to talk cars. Stick with us. I just love that music. But you got to join me on Sunday. Join me on Sunday and get to Sun Life Stadium for the Miami Dolphins season opener when the Dolphins play the Raiders and get a free limited edition 1972 perfect season throwback hat. Only at Sun Life Stadium can you throw on your free hat and show the Raiders what home field advantage in Miami looks like. For a free hat, get tickets to the opener at Dolphins.com or call 1-888-FINS-TICKS.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected all of us. For many small businesses, the reminder is constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people that just need a reset of their credit situation. Vendors, banks, leasing companies all want to get paid. True North Financial will help you reorganize your debt picture so you can get back to the business of doing business. We're fact-based and proactive. You deserve a professional who knows how to help you navigate these trying times. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website at www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. It means a lot when a dealership is willing to stand behind a pre-owned car or SUV. But when that dealership is Warren Henry, you can bet it means even more. Think legacy. That's what Warren Henry calls pre-owned vehicles that were originally leased by them, meticulously maintained by their service department, and thoroughly Motor Trend certified before going out on the lot. Legacy means great values on impeccable Land Rovers, Range Rovers, Jaguars, Infinities, and Volvos. Just look for the bright orange Legacy label. And it doesn't matter if it's new or pre-owned. All Warren Henry vehicles come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Get used to getting more from my friends at Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with my good friend Larry Zinn. Larry, you keep treating me like family. I keep coming back and buying vehicles. How you doing, man?
Jim, great to hear from you. How's it going?
It is going great, and I am looking forward to going to the Dolphin game on Sunday. You got your tickets. You're getting your hat, right?
Oh, I'll be there. I'm looking forward to it. Love football season.
We're going to have a great time. I'll look you up at the stadium, man. Me, you, and 65,000 of our favorite buddies.
Sounds great, Jim.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about what's going on. It's the year end. Now, I'm not in the auto business, but there's one thing I know that it means when it comes time for September and year end, model year end. What's going on at Warren Henry and all your little auto groups there, buddy?
Well, you know, the 2012s have to go at all of our dealerships right now. Any 2012 that's left over, we got to get it out of here, and we got great deals on them to make it happen.
Now, that is absolutely super. When you say great deals, I remember over at Volvo, you were given 4 months free payments and stuff like that, and I thought that was a smoking hot deal. Things are even better than that?
Well, yeah, Jim. We've got some really attractive promotions all the way throughout the group. We've got some really exciting new product as well.
Well, you know, I know that the real hot new product for Infiniti was the JX, because I've got one of those. And I remember when we first came in and looked, you told me that they had barely even been out, and I hadn't even seen one yet. All I had seen was that ad where the guy backs up and the car stops itself. That's really cool stuff.
Hey, well, you were one of the first to get one. We're happy to have you on the road.
Oh, listen, I love it, and my wife loves it, too. She's the one that drives it more than I do, because I got the M car so I can jet around town a little bit, you know. But what I was interested in seeing was when I got into her JX, the thing really does move. It handles great. It's got that, like, I don't know how they do that thing where they got a computer that you can see everywhere on the car at the same time, almost like from above. It's wild.
Yeah, the car's got four cameras, gives you a bird's eye view all the way around it when you're going in reverse, and up to 5 miles per hour forward. It's a really great feature, makes parking super easy.
Oh, it's awesome, but I got to tell you is that parking's a little bit of a problem for my wife because the beep, beep, beep gives her scared all the time. I go, honey, you got to go through the beep, beep, beep and use your eyes sometimes, you know? But she's all right. I'd rather have her stop with the beep, beep, beep than wrap the pole. So, you know, she's absolutely terrific. Now, I know that you guys sell Lamborghinis. Now, your Lamborghini dealership is where is that?
That's in Palm Beach.
Now, are you going to be bringing that nameplate down closer to home sometime soon?
I don't think so.
No?
No time soon, but you know, right now we're happy to have it up in Palm Beach and be a part of the Lamborghini family. It's a really cool brand to be a part of, and they've got some really awesome products.
Well, I can get up there though, can't I? It's really close.
Hey, we'd love to get you up there and get you on one of your famous test drives. You already tried the Fisker. When are you going to come test the Lamborghini?
Oh, that's all you had to say. Johnny, did you hear that? We're going to drive a Lamborghini next, dude. Oh, my God. Johnny, I just have to let you know, Johnny used to own, I think it was a Lamborghini back in the day. He used to be a trader on Wall Street. So he's all excited already.
Well, you know, we'd love to get you up there. You just let me know when, Jim, and I'll meet you up there, and we'll go for a cruise.
Oh, very cool. Look for that in the coming attractions on Jim Fried's YouTube video station there. Now, Larry, we talked about that. Now, I know when I came in there, I was really taken aback by the beautiful Jaguars that you had. I was looking at that black one that you had on the showroom. That's, I got to say, my heart's in that one being my next car, maybe the Lamborghini after that, you know, as I continue to close all my deals and stuff like that. But the Jaguar, it's had a rap about reliability, but that's not true anymore, is it?
No, actually, in some of the most recent J.D. Power initial quality studies, Jaguar placed at the top. They were actually number two.
That is just awesome. That is awesome.
It's great to get past that stigma. They're great cars, they're great driving, and they're certainly beautiful.
Johnny just put up a tweet. He goes, you know, drive your Infiniti with four cameras. Total view of all those crazy Miami drivers. I love you, Johnny. You're the best, man. Now, Larry, we read all these spots about what a Legacy is. Can you tell me a little bit about a Legacy? Because I got a feeling that you got a few cars that I've kept in pretty darn good shape that are out there.
Well, the best cars that we can get are the ones that our customers have driven over the past, let's say, 39 months or however long their lease or, you know, contract was. And we like to pay attention to the ones that were maintained by us, that the customers really took them to us and made sure that the cars were well taken care of throughout the term that they had them.
I'm sorry, Larry.
No, that's all right. Go ahead, Jim.
I got to just tell you that I've always thought that the most important person, and don't take this the wrong way, Larry, is the head of the service department, because I talk to that person 3-4 times a year, and that person makes sure I'm happy 3-4 times a year. I only see Ismet, well, now he's on the show, but I mean, I only see Ismet every time I need a new car. So to me, the service department is probably the most important part of the dealership.
Oh, absolutely. You know, sales sells the cars, but service keeps the customers.
Well,
we have to make sure we take care of everybody who comes through the door, and I'm happy to hear that they always take care of you.
Oh, boy, do they ever, and they make life really easy for my wife. She's always freaking out about if something goes wrong. I go, just take it over, and Larry will make sure you get it taken care of. Now, I got to just say is that Johnny has already tweeted me that he can't wait to go Lambo, so he's already up for that, and he knows that, oh my gosh, he's going crazy. We all know Lambo. I got to get the camera. Let's go. He's hit me twice already on Twitter in the last 3 minutes.
I'm pretty sure Johnny tweets faster than I think.
Well, that's why we have Dr. Victor Franks comes to town and massages his hands for him every once in a while. The guy's absolutely wild, man, with that stuff. But we've had absolutely the best time having you on the show, and absolutely the best sponsor we have. Well, you're just terrific. I got to just tell you, we really enjoy having you. Now, one last thing. If people want to get a hold of you or Ismet or any of the other guys, Frank, the good guys over there that help me with my cars, how do they get more information on the Warren Henry Automotive Group and your different lines?
Well, you can always reach us at www.warrenhenryauto.com. That's really the best way to get in contact with us. Otherwise, you can call us at 305-654-3900.
Well, Larry, I got to tell you, I'll see you at the Dolphin game. I'll have my hat on. And boy, you can guarantee when the Dolphins are out of town, I'm going to come pregame and we're going to go ride some Lamborghini with Johnny. Maybe we'll do that on a Saturday when the Gators aren't playing.
Hey, sounds great, Jim. I look forward to it.
You're the best. As always, thank you to Warren Henry Automotive. Thank you to Larry's Inn. And make sure you go out there, get your legacy vehicle or your new vehicle from Warren Henry. We'll be back after this with our next segment. Stick with us. Hi, this is Jim Fried. Make sure you join Larry Zinn and me out at the Sun Life Stadium to watch the Dolphins this September 16th. That's right, Sunday is the Dolphins' home opener. They're going to play the Raiders, and make sure you get your free limited edition 1972 perfect season throwback hat, because only at Sun Life Stadium can you throw on your free hat with me and Larry and the rest of our fans and show the Raiders what home field advantage in Miami looks like. For your free hat, get tickets to the opener at Dolphins.com or call 1-888-FINS-TICKS.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
All right, everybody, this is Jim Fried, and I want to let you know it means a lot when a dealership is willing to stand behind a pre-owned car or SUV. But when that dealership is Warren Henry, you can bet it means even more. Think legacy. That's what Warren Henry calls pre-owned vehicles that were originally leased by them, meticulously maintained by their service department, and thoroughly Motor Trend certified before going out on their lot. Legacy means great values on impeccable Land Rovers, Range Rovers, Jaguars, Infinities, and Volvos. Just look for the bright orange Legacy label at Warren Henry. And it doesn't matter if it's new or pre-owned. All Warren Henry vehicles come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Get used to getting more from my friends at Warren Henry.
And now, WZAB traffic.
This update is brought to you by Garmin. Fallen power cables have shut down Northeast 163rd Street in your eastbound direction at West Dixie Highway. Also dealing with some heavy delays on 95 southbound just before the Golden Glades interchange. Your right lane is closed. Florida Turnpike southbound at 595. The on-ramp to the Florida Turnpike, one lane is closed, dealing with about a mile worth of delays. A Garmin newbie can show you the lane you need to be in. It makes every drive easier. Drive easy with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation. That's your South Florida traffic.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, everybody, welcome back to Freed on Business. Twitter is just absolutely firing up. They're going back and forth about the Dolphin tickets. We're talking about the Lamborghini test drive that we're going to do with Johnny. It's just absolutely rocking. And then we've got, coming down from the mountaintop, his own self, Dr. Victor Franks. Dr. Franks, what is up?
What up, Jim? I've been pretty worked up all week because there's a new study that came out of Stanford. First of all, I'd love to know who financed the study, but first of all, you have to know my original undergraduate major was agronomy, which is crops and soils, from Ohio State, new home of Urban Meyer, but I don't want to get you upset.
Yeah, that's okay. As soon as they learn how to beat the Gators, we'll discuss it.
Okay.
When it counts.
Anyway, people, you know, they basically the study in a nutshell comes out and says, well, there's not much difference between eating organic and eating normal conventional crops, except for the price. They're saying, you know, it's 50% higher or more.
Ridiculous.
And admittedly, it is higher price. But you think about the reason people eat organic in the first place, they want to better their nutrition, actually the quality of their nutrition, and not get poisoned in the process. And here the study's going, well, you know, it's going, you know, the pesticide residues will still be below EPA guidelines. Well, that really set my mind at ease. Since when do you trust safety limits for pesticide residues as if any residue is okay? And historically, federal safety limits have been dead wrong anyway.
Well, this stuff builds up in your fatty tissue, too, doesn't it?
Of course. Like, don't let me go way back to DDT, which is still in the food.
Well, that's what I remember, man.
I know. That's way 40 years ago, 50 years ago. So, I'm, you know, I really don't trust the guidelines. And who says any pesticide residue is good? And after all, they are neurotoxins. So, you know, maybe that's part of the dumbing down of America. I'm not sure. But let's go back to the actual theory behind, you know, industrial agriculture, which is all they use basically is NPK, which means nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and sometimes a little calcium, a little magnesium. But basically that's all they put in the soil. And along with, you know, they are a petrochemical-based fertilizer, which systematically sterilizes the soil. So instead of the soil being a living, dynamic system the way it's supposed to be, it becomes a sterile substrate where you have to add fertilizers to get it to produce at all, and you have to continually increase the amount of fertilizers. So,
well, there's lots of fertilizer here in the United States with this presidential election going on. I had to throw that in,
yeah,
Victor. Go ahead.
Kind of fertilizer. But thank God I'm out in Montana. I try to avoid listening to some
Yeah, you don't got enough voters for them to care about, I guess. I don't know.
Exactly. So, and, you know, granted, you know, these industrial chemical monocrop farms, which is basically agribusiness, and I know it's a business show, Jim, and it's all about agribusiness, and they do churn out more quantity to feed an ever-expanding world population. But what about quality? Reminds me when I was a food critic in Myrtle Beach, and 70% of the restaurants were all you can eat. And I used to rail against that in my column, but I'm getting off track. But anyway, you know,
you never get off track, Victor.
But you know, it's not just the quantity, but what about, you know, all these small family farms that are being basically forced out of business, and biodiversity as opposed to one crop, and that's why they have to use so many insecticides, because they have just one. They have corn or soybeans. They have one thing instead of a lot of different crops, and just the environmental pollution in the water supply that is, you know, a direct result of this industrial-type agriculture we have. So obviously there's fewer pesticides and hopefully none in organic produce over conventional, but, you know, it's back to those EPA guidelines, and they keep bringing that up. And another thing, too, not that it necessarily plays into a scientific study, but just compare the difference between, say, a store-bought tomato and an organic farmer's market tomato.
Oh, the taste is amazing.
But yeah, well, the difference is night and day.
It's like eating a baseball versus eating a delicious piece of fruit.
Pretty much. I mean, to the point where I just finished building a greenhouse out here just so I could grow a real tomato, because it's so cold here at night, I can never get tomatoes to turn red. So, I mean, I've gone to the trouble and expense to build a greenhouse just to get a stupid tomato. That's how much I value taste and quality over quantity. And one other aspect that they really don't get into is the lack of micronutrients, which I, from my study over the years, it's implicated in an entire range of health problems, because a lot of these micronutrients, the body doesn't really need much, sometimes only a few parts per million, but it still needs them. And industrial-produced crops, you know, those type of micronutrients are sorely lacking. So we're slowly, even though we're overfed, we're slowly starving to death from malnutrition. And it's all because of this type of agriculture, which this new study is touting as well. It's not so bad. It's almost as good as organic, and it just isn't. Sorry, I have to get up on my soapbox this week.
Nah, that's okay. You're the best. Now, Victor, if somebody wants to get organic food and eat pretty much mostly organic, does the organic food come from far away, or is it locally grown?
Well, the best way, of course, is local, and there's farmers. I know there's a farmer's market across the street from your office on the weekends in Coconut Grove. There's one down on Lincoln Road. There's one out in Pinecrest, and so they're around, and not to mention, you know, so many there are, you know, there's a lot of produce is grown down at Homestead. Unfortunately, most of it's chemical, but there is organic farms down there, and so locally is always the best way. You can, of course, go to Whole Foods, and as you know, some people like to call it Whole Paycheck. It's not cheap, but you know they have organic too, and so you know, and lots of times you just some things you just grow your own, grow out on your patio. It's not that hard to at least grow a few things, at least some herbs. And
we're not advocating that people grow the bad herbs. We're advocating that they grow the good herbs.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
That sounds like a song.
I know it. But yeah, just you know, even like one or two tomato plants on your back porch, or anything. Just you know, and plus, I think one of the big problems in modern day society is that there's such a disconnect from nature. Where I'm in Montana, nature's in your face to the point where I had a moose incident last week and you know a grizzly bear incident this week. So you know, nature is definitely in your face and. But when you live in the city, sometimes, you know, it's easy to get disconnected. Not you, because your back patio looks out at the ocean, and you get to see all the weather patterns and all that, and keeps you tuned into all that. But a lot of people, you know, when they're in an office all day and they come home and they're exhausted, and, you know, the connection with nature tends to get muted, and then the importance of eating correctly suffers along with it. So it all ties together.
Oh, you know, Victor, I try to live healthfully. You've helped me lose the 40 pounds. You're absolutely terrific with all of that. I can't thank you enough for that. Now, people want to find out about your programs and the stuff that you do. How do they do that?
They can find me on my websites, www.aquabliss.net or www.askdrfranks.com. And one other thing, Jim, what I've been up to, I've been building geodesic domes the last few weeks. So now I have a geodesic dome over my swimming pool, which is the only sane way to have a swimming pool in Montana. So next year it's going to be up and ready, and we're going to have a tropical environment even up here.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds absolutely awesome. Dr. Franks, as always, thank you so much for calling and doing your thing with us. Thanks for keeping Miami healthy. We've had the doctor with epidemiology on, and now you're on. It's all about keeping people healthy because they say it's Freedom Business. The most important tool in business is your health.
You're telling me, Jim. Thanks so much.
I can't wait to see you, Victor. Come on back to Miami soon. We'll be right back after this short break. I've got some things I want to get off my chest.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and health care. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected us all. For many small businesses, the reminder is the constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people. They just need a reset of their credit situation. There are a few options today for the small business person faced with credit issues. True North Financial knows these options and can help you decide which course is best for you. True North Financial is here to give you a seat at the table with your creditors. True North Financial will give you a free credit analysis to see if you meet the criteria for our services. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website, www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, everybody, back with another segment here on Jim Freed, Freed on Business. I want to talk a little bit more about something that I mentioned last week. We editorialized last week about how the newspaper needed to get into extinction, and it was forcing itself there. And it made me think about what some other things that are going to disappear in the next few years are. And I had to start to think, and I came up with a short list of things that I think are going to disappear. We don't do a lot of lists on the show because I don't like lists, but this is kind of funny. I came up with, I thought it was kind of interesting. What's the first thing that's going? The post office. Email, FedEx, UPS, forget about it. I never use the post office anymore unless I'm sending something to the IRS so they can afford to pay the post office. What's next? The check. In Britain, they're getting rid of the check. Apparently, by 2018, there won't be any more checks. And just imagine if you use plastic cards. And believe me, Google keeps pushing me their Google wallet to my phone. I think it broke my phone. You're never going to have to use dollar bills or change again real soon. And remember, you do a lot of your mailing to pay your bills with checks. So that's going to be another brick in the load of the post office. Now, we talked about the newspaper, so we're going to just go past that. The book, the hardcover book. Has anybody read something on their Apple or Kindle yet? If you have, you ain't buying any more books. I could still remember how my hand used to cramp with those big two-week books that I used to read. Here's one that I keep trying to convince my wife, and I finally did it this week. I cut the landline on our phone. I retained one phone that's a general landline for case of emergency, but I cut the phone for all the other phones. We're just going to use our cell phones. And that leads me to the next thing. What else is going on? Music. The unfortunate part is that people are stopping generating new music. 40% of the music purchased today is catalog items, things that's traditional stuff that we're familiar with. I'm still waiting for a lot of my bands that I like to bring in new music, and I would really like to learn some new bands that I could like, because soon the music is going to start to die. What else is going down the tubes? Television. It's almost to the point where I'm getting ready to cut the cord on my television. I've got this HBO on-the-go stuff. I'm starting to explore the Hulu and all the other stuff that you can get on the laptop and on your iPad. And if it wasn't for live televised sports, I'd probably cut the cord right now, because anything else I can get a subscription for and watch offline, and at that point it becomes inexpensive. So if they can come up with a sports-only package, that's all I'm going to buy from TV. The rest is, you can forget it. What's the number one thing that I think that we're going to lose over the next few years? Our privacy. Now, why would I say that? I would say that because they know where you are at all times. How many of us have watched TV shows and seen them find them with their cell phones? Well, they can really do that. Don't you see that when you look at your cell phone, it says geolocation on or off? So does your iPad. I mean, you can find me three different ways if you were the government looking for me. So that's kind of a little bit of an unnerving thing, too. So that's our little list. We're not going to do too many. I hope you kind of enjoyed that. One of the things I do want to do is I want to announce again the winner for our Miami Dolphins Club seats, George from at Mielco Miami. You make sure that you go to at Mielco Miami, follow at Mielco Miami, because if you do and you buy a meal from them, they will turn around and do a one-for-one donation where they will donate a meal to our community, to somebody that doesn't have anything to eat. Now, if it wasn't for the fact that he's social with us all the time, I'd give him the tickets just for that. But we give tickets away to people that are social with us. So follow at Jim Freed, follow at Freed on Business, and make sure that you continue to follow, because we're going to be picking followers that are social with us. Interact with us. Talk to at Freed on Business and at Jim Freed while we're on the air, while we're sending out other tweets. Talk to us about the Dolphins. Talk to us about business. Talk to us about at Mielco Miami, because that's what it's all about. It's all about being social and interacting. And that's why we're giving away these tickets. We're doing it to promote social interaction here on the show and with our communities. So please follow us. And if you do, you'll have a chance to go to the game with myself and Johnny, and we'll tweet away. We'll tweet about you. We'll tweet about your businesses. We'll tweet about everything, and we'll tweet to the world about what a great time we'll be having at the Miami Dolphins game, and we'll tweet to at Miami Dolphins too. We'll be right back after this short break with the show wrap.
You got no destination. You ever-
everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are back with the final segment. We have had great activity. Everybody's getting social on Twitter. All right, let's hear it for the folks on Twitter. We're having a great time on Twitter. We've had an absolutely great show. We're going to be heading out to the Dolphin game, and that's what I'm going to talk about. I want to talk about the Dolphins because everybody's been beating on the Dolphins, but you got to go out there and you got to have an experience. You got to have fun. You got to be part of the team and part of the energy, part of the arc of history that is the Miami Dolphins. And hey, the Dolphins listen to you. The Dolphins are getting rid of that Finns thing and all the celebrities. They're getting us back to football. They're going to play our song. We're going to have an absolutely great time. It's going to be amazing. We're going to celebrate the perfect season. We're going to have just a great time. You got to join me at the Dolphin game, and you got to suck it up because the Dolphins are what Miami is all about. Miami is about the Miami Dolphins, and the Dolphins are part of Miami. For goodness sakes, go to Publix and get your Gatorade. It's got the Dolphins on it. The Gators and the Dolphins. Who could ask for more? Okay, I know a lot of you Hurricane fans can, but hey, they got the Hurricanes. They drafted a couple of Hurricanes. So go out there and watch the Hurricanes. Go out there and watch the Dolphins. Go out there and be entertained. We're going to have fun. Me, my friends, we'll be there. Hopefully, we'll see you there too. And remember, our winner for the contest was at Mealco Miami, and they're going to be social with us. We want to make sure that you're social, so be social with us too. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive. Larry was great today. I really appreciate Larry being on the show and offering to take us on a test drive of the Lamborghini. Knowing Larry's getting me into all these fancy cars. True North Financial, Rob's out there closing a big deal today. We missed you this week, Big Rob. We'll see you next week. The Miami Dolphins, can't thank them enough. Our friends at Watch You Want, they're going to be great. The guys from Watch You Want, they'll be at the Dolphin game. They'll be there with me. And I want to thank you, our listeners, our new listeners, our old listeners, thank you for sticking with us. Make sure you join us, community, and give us feedback at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website. We got it all for you, and it's all there for you to have fun and to join our community and have fun with us because Freed on Business is about business, about you, about fun. So join our community. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on my website, www.freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week where we'll be broadcasting live from the University of Florida talking about real estate, philanthropy, and education. Remember, the person wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You don't spit in the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger and you don't mess around with Jim. South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home, they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week, he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back.